Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moving into a new town didn't come with a house or a place to stay, especially if financial issues stood at the peak of the reason for your movement. I searched for somewhere cheap, and fortunately, I found someone looking for a roommate.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago, you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Or better still, I found a sign close to an apartment expressing a need for a roommate in room 25 of the apartment. In excitement, I went there and met the owner. My intended new roommate was a smile freak. Not those smiles that are welcoming and warm, but the ones that go from one ear to the other. He would randomly look at me and smile so brightly that my heart would almost burst out of its ribcage. Not out of affection, but out of anxiety and maybe fear. He did it when I appeared at his doorstep, but I ignored it. If all he did was smile, it wouldn't cause any harm. A beggar like myself had no choice. I was desperate for a place to stay, and that was beginning to look like the cheapest I'll ever find. He seemed cool, and after discussing, he agreed to take me in while I paid half of the rent. I swallowed the offer fast and moved in immediately, but something felt off. After moving in, I realized my roommate had some weird hobbies. He liked to keep dead rodents and cut them up for fun. I didn't have many issues with the biological experiments, but I hated how the house stunk due to the behavior. My complaints about his attitude almost became a habit as regular as his. But with time, I got used to his usual response. Whenever I complained, he would give me that creepy smile and say, "Better rats than humans, huh?" Instead of making a mountain out of a molehill, I simply concluded that he was as weird as the craziness of his experiments. I got used to seeing the rodents, and even got used to the smell. Being stranded makes you put up with many things. I soon found a job and started working, although it wasn't exactly easy, and the pay didn't commensurate with the work I did as a waiter in the sole restaurant in the area. That's just like they say, half bread is better than none. The pay was the half bread I wasn't willing to lose. One night, a customer pissed me off and I stepped outside for a bit of fresh air. I stopped in my tracks when I noticed something. There was a dark silhouette staring at me just outside the range of the street lamp, blending with the darkness of the night. The image of a person just stood there, unmoving. I narrowed my eyes to check if I was seeing things, but then I realized I was not hallucinating. A weird person stood in the dark staring at me. I didn't know how to react, but I heard myself call out to whoever it was. The person didn't flinch. I could tell because the silhouette remained fixed. I took a step forward. And that was the code. The image took a step back. I took another, and every time I took a step forward, the image would take a step backward. And if I took two, the image took two, too. So I ran. I took to my heels after the silhouette, who, in turn, ran away. Although I lost whoever it was, the person dropped something. A pocket knife. I picked up the knife and went back to my work at the restaurant. Upon getting home, I was with my roommate, engrossed in his strange hobby again. I was too shocked from the encounter earlier. I just went straight into the shower. It was when I opened the tap that something hit me in the head. My roommate was using a similar pocket knife to the one I'd seen. It felt blurry, and I just knew I had to check. I sped up my time in the shower. Adrenaline rushed through me, and I tried to settle my mind upon what I was investigating, not cowering in fear. I stepped out of the shower, and although I tried to act as normal as possible, I still found my heart racing when I looked at my roommate's hands, which confirmed my fears. I was right. The knives were identical. My heartbeat raced at the idea that my roommate might have been the guy stalking me. With more courage than fear, I gathered words in my mind and practiced my speech in my head before I confronted my roommate and asked why he was stalking me. I told him about the knife I found with the stalker and stared at him in disgust and fear, I may add. However, with that creepy smile on his face, he said one of his knives had been stolen some weeks back, and the person might have been the one, or it was probably just a strange coincidence. The excuse made no sense to me, but what could I do? I made a resolve in my heart to save some money as soon as I could, rent another apartment, and move out. But I knew that wouldn't be happening too soon, so I also made the resolve to stay vigilant. Surprisingly, the same thing happened at work the next day, and the next, and the next, and each time I was never able to catch the stalker. After a while, I got tired of the rat race and stopped chasing. A few days later, one weekend while at home, I decided to have a movie night by myself since my roommate had traveled the day before to see his family in another town. As I was enjoying the movie, with only the light from the screen barely lighting up the room, I heard the growling of my stomach and decided to cook dinner. As I stood up, I saw, in the corner, blending with the darkness, the silhouette of a person. I jumped in fright because I could never be sure that I'd lock the door before settling in for the movie. I would have run off, but the person jumped on me and hit me with something hard, knocking me out instantly. I woke up to a person in a strange mask whistling a tune. I was strapped to a table in a very strange room. My mouth was covered with tape. As for the whistling masked man, he walked over to me and took off his mask. I was shocked to see that familiar, creepy smile. I always knew my roommate was crazy, but I never thought it was from the psychopathic angle. Those encounters with that stalker, I had long concluded that it was just a silly prank by my roommate. But this time, I was sure it wasn't a prank. As my roommate picked up a pocket knife and started to cut into my stomach, he slowly whispered,
"Better human than rats, yes."
Crazy thoughts ran through my head. And that's when I thought about it. It was the same with the rodents. They were all operated on while they still had life in them. With a small amount of energy left in me, I grabbed an injection from the side table and launched it into my roommate's body. I didn't know what it was, but he passed out. And after I regained some strength, I ran away. Not just from my crazy roommate, but also from that creepy neighborhood.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Too scared to subscribe?
I had been at uni for just about a month. It was a struggle leaving home. I missed my family, my friends, even my old teachers. It was the feeling of comfort that drew me home. But the catalyst was that creature I shared the dorm with. During the first week of uni, I was told that rooms were rather sparse and that I would have to share with someone else. I was then given a key and told to alert the school if there were any issues, but I should be fine as long as I talked to them so things wouldn't be awkward. My room number was 120, and the door was easy to spot because of the scratch marks and dents that covered it. Before even putting the key into the lock, I heard a large bang come from inside and footsteps dashing towards the door, only to see it fling open, revealing my roommate standing at the doorway. He looked skinny. His eyes were darkened from a lack of sleep, and he was breathing heavily, probably because he had just darted over to the door. But a far more morbid reason struck the back of my mind, one that did not need to be brought into reality. Without saying a word, he pointed towards a bed on the other side of the room, which I could only assume was mine. The side that appeared to be his was covered in dents in the walls, and even his bed looked like it had been smacked around like some dog toy. Hesitantly, I made my way inside, my roommate still not speaking, but rather dashing around the room in excitement at my arrival, or my naivety. I dumped my bags on the bed and then turned around to ask, Hey man, what's your name? He instantly stopped running around. He froze in place with his back turned to my face as he stared at the wall. Hello? Anyone there? I chuckled nervously, but he remained still, while still keeping his eyes locked on the wall in front of him. No, he spoke. He then started bolting around the room again in excitement, jumping up and down on his bed like some kind of child, while a massive grin protruded from his face. That incident alone should have been enough to tell me that I was not safe being in this room. But at the time, I wrote it off as a mishap and unpacked my bags as I set up my side of the room. The next few weeks shared this same ignorance. I would come in at the end of the day, and my roommate would fling the door open and then run around the room like some kind of excited dog. But the second I spoke or tried to ask him something, he would freeze with his back facing me, staring at the wall until the moment passed. All along, I truly believed it to be just some kind of nervousness that meant he couldn't cope with social situations, but after a couple weeks, the nights began to change him. One particular evening, left me unable to sleep for the rest of the month, my roommate being the cause. It was around 11 p.m. Both me and my roommate, who I still didn't know the name of, were in our beds. Me on my phone, and my roommate just staring at the ceiling. After about 20 minutes, I fell asleep, only to be awoken by scratching noises on the side of my bed. My eyes snapped open, and for a brief second, I had no clue where I was. The white wall in front of me directed me into reality. I could hear some kind of muffled scratching noise on the other side of my bed, and was about to twist around to see what it was, until I heard breathing. The breathing was low and heavy. I could feel each breath wash over the back of my neck. It was so close. At first, I was too drowsy to realize what was going on, but after a couple of moments, it hit me that something was looking at me from the side of my bed. Fear completely disabled my ability to move, and I was stuck facing the wall, having to simply endure the breathing and scratching taking place behind me. Then came a sly cackle. At this point, I was fully awake, my blood pumping with adrenaline. I was utterly petrified. Whatever was behind me was directly in the way of the door, too, and no doubt my key was beside this person as well. Getting out clearly wasn't an option, so I was left to either endure it or turn around. I laid there for what felt like hours, my mind in a constant state of turmoil. I had no idea what to do. The breathing never stopped either. It stood so perfectly in place that I began to question whether or not it was real, hoping to God it was just a figment of my imagination. And then, a hand suddenly came into my peripherals. Its palms were outstretched and looked ready to grasp me. The nails were long and thin and sharp to the tips. Terror now fully emerged in my body, and fight or flight kicked in. No more flight, I thought. I now turned around, facing towards whatever was waiting there behind me. My roommate's deranged-looking eyes glared back at me. "What the fuck are you doing?" I yelled out, springing myself out of the bed. He leapt back in fright, but swiftly turned to face the other side of the room's wall, standing motionless once again, submerged in the darkness. I jumped out of bed and went to go push him, but the second my hands collided with him, he flung his head around and let out the most powerful screech I had ever heard, with such tremendous volume that I jumped back in shock. His screech had opened his mouth so wide that I was able to see each individual tooth he had in his mouth. They had all been sharpened. I quickly stormed out immediately after that, leaving all my belongings behind.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I quickly reported and narrated the whole ordeal with the weird ways that my roommate was to the school, but they simply deemed it as an accident and told me that my roommate was perfectly normal and healthy. Only I knew that the pig suffered some kind of issue known best to him. He was sinister and a complete psycho. I decided to return home and take online classes instead. Nothing was worth returning back to that creepy room. My safety mattered more. Whoever has to share a room with that psycho in the next coming weeks as my replacement, may God help them and keep them safe.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No